The time is now 7:35 p.m. and the meeting is reconvened into open session.
Okay, and that will take us to the first item.
Yes, that was item 2A, discussion and possible action to award RFQ 1308, construction manager at risk services.
And Mr. Cornaro, you have requested.
Yes. Ron and Jennifer, I'm looking at what you've provided, and you've given us the 3% construction rate, base service fee was $62,949, and that's what we had budgeted for altogether.
No, so let me explain. We had budgeted for item 2A 3%, but in addition, we had budgeted 3% of escalation.
Okay.
So if you look across the percentages of 2A, 4.5, 6.4, anything that's 6 or below,
we're within budget.
We are within budget. And then of the line item before it, we had budgeted 5, and you can see on these larger ones, and you can see they're all within 5. So yes, we are within budget on all of these.
On all of them.
On all of them, actually. Thanks to the 3% escalation that we included.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure, because I had seen only that it was $62,000, and that kind of worried me. That
yeah, and when I say within budget, I mean within the owner's project budget that we presented
right.
That evening that we presented to Martha here and to the Finance Committee.
Oh, okay. No,
I don't mean the original bond
budget.
Right. I mean it's within the owner's project budget that we presented.
Right.
Right.
Okay. And based on that, that's why we're still left with $1 million deficit, right?
With that one, I think in total we had asked for $2 million. This was the summary sheet of that deficit without after applying $1,000 from $1,120,000. That's when we asked for the $2 point something million, and Martha said yes for all of the projects in packages 1 through 4.
Okay. Yeah, because we had the $3 million.
$3 million.
And this is a $2 million deficit. Right.
Yeah, so she had said yes.
Right. So even with that, we'd have about $1 million left over for HVAC if we wanted to.
This right. Yeah.
Or PK3A.
Or PK3A or you know like
whichever wherever we need. Okay. I get it. Now, are there any, let me see, is it my understanding that the recommendations for the larger project, which is the high school, Mr. Venegas?
I wanted to bring to your attention from last night's meeting at Canateel Middle School.
Yes.
Adding about $500,000 for the connector.
Right.
That's not in any of
this. No, that's true.
Right.
Okay. Right. And whatever package you want to throw in, that's part of the negotiation process. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good point.
I get it. That is true. We have not done.
She was at 95% construction documents.
Well, we would roll it in. We'd roll it in the package 4 because that, you know, the CMS contractor.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So your recommendations are on the high school was Baines, and on the others, it was in the other bigger project, it was Vantex.
Yeah, 2 and 3 was Vantex, both of Jerry's projects, and then package 4 was Byers.
Okay.
Was Jerry in on the evaluation of that?
Yes, he was on both of the committees, and
And without having to look back at it, what are the pricing differences between Vantex and Baines on projects 2 and 3?
It's 16% versus Vantex was 13.72%. And on both of those projects, 2 and 3, Vantex was slightly cheaper.
Okay.
Package 3, Vans was at 14.4, and Dantix was at 13.87.
Are these figures final, or can we still negotiate with them if we pick somebody, Oscar?
Since it's an RFP,
we can still negotiate
during the contract.
Right, yeah.
In other words, if we group 1, 2, and 3 and award to 1, see what they can drop down, and then award 4 to another.
Yes.
But I think we got numbers on 4, right? 4 separate.
Four is separate, right?
Well, if you wanted, on Ron's very last page of the package with the letter, if you wanted to award to packages 1 through 3, you can see how Baines compares to Dantex with that $10,000 difference.
That's the last package?
Yeah, last
the
page
very
on
last
the letter.
Page of Ron's package with the letter.
The one with the letter.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The last page?
Packages 1 through 3.
So that Baines should get.
We would have to enter into the motion would have to be to return.
Okay.
We have to separate the two. Let's say if we were to do small projects and one would be a project.
You can,
yeah, you could do that. You could do 1 for small, 1 for 1 through 3.
Well, that's what we did already.
Yeah.
You did
yeah.
1 through 3, and then you have 4 separate.
Yeah, it's a mix and match. And, so, yeah.
And then who was your recommended for 4?
Buyers.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
We're all three pretty close and local to the district, and we're also spreading the work like we're working. So it worked out pretty good.
Baines is right here up in Montoya.
They are in the school
district.
They are
Canada 2.
They're not in the school district, but they are.
Yes, they are.
I thought their warehouse was on the back end.
No, Canada 2.
They're in
Montoya.
I'm Montoya.
I could get some money back right there.
And Byers is just further up on Donovan.
Byers is like right on the edge. The advantage, though, if you said so-and-so tonight, instead of saying go back and negotiate and get a better price, is that we would have to wait until the 23rd, whereas if you just said, and frankly, like in the case of Byers' package, it's very competitive. Like, I would practically feel bad negotiating.
Not a lot of meat left.
There's not.
Yeah, no, are those...
You know, because if you were to award it tonight, we could start, I mean, we could get something with Steve, and we could... The goal was to kind of like...
This is what I would recommend. I would recommend that we go with 1, 2, 3 with one of the individuals, and then on the fourth one, we could go with another individual. But on that fourth one, that we would put in the contract the option of Mr. Lane as if the district at any point in time.
Add or subtract?
Correct.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. We can do that. Yeah.
And we could go with the same amount.
Good.
It's not that big of a difference.
Let me ask you a question. You have these, I don't know if all the other board got a copy of this. Yeah, this is from last night, and hopefully Johnson Controls will give you guys a copy of this. It's a great Gantt chart. I haven't seen this in a while. It's great stuff. Mm-hmm. Any of the stuff that we're doing here, is it going to interfere, or, I mean, is it going to be a scheduling nightmare? Because in that document, they're working until midnight. I mean, there's only 8 hours in the day that they're not physically in the building. My concern is you only have one school that's not going to be worked on, which is on that ethic, because they're going to house all the summer schools. Mm-hmm. Are we going to, I mean, we're trying to rush here. It feels like we're trying to get things accomplished, and I applaud you for that. But I'm more concerned about a lot of butting heads and scheduling conflicts and, you know, a lot of things kind of going on at once that there could be some problems. Do you foresee any of that?
No, I think your biggest two are going to be, and if intentionally, this is good because, in other words, CES and CMS, those two campuses are going to be completely closed down. We've been proposing that the administrative staff move out of those buildings. In other words, those buildings are going to be left entirely to contractors and then cleaned up, and so you don't have to worry about a lot of things, you know, and so those are going to be exclusively to contractors.
Will they be stepping over themselves is the question, because when you have one contractor like Johnson Controls that has $14 million of our money, and they have a schedule to push, because it's a rather aggressive schedule, and then we have Baines that has a very specific schedule as well, let's say if we choose them, It just seems like there might be some issue. I just want to make sure that we're not kind of too many people.
In the case of all the elementary schools, all the work is like soccer fields and exterior things, right? And then Johnson Controls on the interior. The ones where it's more of an issue is like in the case of CMS and CES, it's like those two are parking lots, and Johnson Controls has to put up cranes to drop their units. So we'll have, they'll kind of have to work around, but Canateo Elementary has mainly site work, you know, whereas Johnson Controls mainly on the inside. And in the case of Canateo Middle School, their remodeling project, they're actually, we're trying to dovetail it, because as they gut everything, they're going to gut the areas with new ductwork, they're going to throw their new walls up, and Johnson Controls is going to come back, put their ductwork, and in case it was to put in the ceiling, you know, so they're almost, that project actually has to happen together, you know, so.
I guess there is a crane issue.
The
concern is that there's a lot of work going on at once. Is there enough manpower to manage it effectively and to accomplish air conditioning by the time school kicks up in August?
And by manage it, do you mean like CISD?
I don't know.
Or a bond manager.
Or a bond manager. I mean,
obviously, yeah, that's a huge challenge, yeah.
Are we setting them up to fail? I guess that's my question.
Not the contractors, but all these projects.
We don't want to waste any money and time and effort, and I just don't want to
hit that. There's communication.
Yeah.
Where
it just, if
all parties are involved.
There's a lot of dollars floating around, there's a lot of commitments, and I just want to be, you know, confident that JCI's contract, along with all these other contracts, that we accomplish everything and not go to the lawyer and say, well, we didn't schedule it correctly, or something happened with this contractor, and I just feel very uncomfortable.
You don't want to do it for you.
Yeah. On the back end of this, I can kind of see this blowing up in our face if it's not managed correctly. So do you feel confident in this?
I think now we need to select the CMRs that need to start working with the architects. And although our goal is to break ground July 1st, it's really going to depend on after the CMRs review the drawings, how comfortable they feel, how much work is needed.
Right.
So because after this, we still have to come back with the guaranteed maximum prices. And so you may, so for example, one project with one architect, you could come back in May or June. There may be another one where the CMR, where we decide internally, you know what, you need to work on this, and we may not bring that back until July or August, you know? I mean, it really depends. We're not going to release them prematurely, but as far as the challenge for this summer, I mean, for example, in the case of packages 1 through 3, those are standalone projects. So, I mean, those will not interfere with
the CMR. I don't want to harken back to the early bird project fiasco, where we have 30 projects and maybe 12 were accomplished, where we set ourselves up with the community and said, we're going to accomplish all this, and then we accomplished it or not. Mr. Venegas, did you have any comments here?
In the estimate for CMS, you're tearing down some classrooms, and creating new classrooms, and you know, you have those heaters, the steam heaters, you know, where you're going to cut some of them. One of the first questions I asked Jennifer was, when they take down the ceiling, is that in Johnson Controls' contract to put it back, or is it in the CMR's contract to install it? So Johnson Controls needs your CMR and that contract started so he can do his work. And the CMR needs Johnson Controls so that he can finish his work. So that is a teaming effect, and you can't get around it. Unless you were to cancel that work and give that to Johnson Controls, because that's the only other option.
Yeah, some of this we're going to have to do at the same time because there's multiple things going on.
There's so much going on. But I know we need to accomplish it.
You've got to do new flooring, you've got to do new sheetrock, you've got to do doors, new lights.
Yeah, that's why the CMR is.
Yeah, that's why the CMR
To put you a little bit more at ease, I mean, this is within a really. It's a lot more structured, you know? Now you have an architect, you have a design team, you have a bid package, you went through an RFQ process, you have a CMR, you have the architect that's gonna be there through the construction that's gonna pull a lot of weight for us. Paperwork, pay applications, management, there's a set process. And a lot of the projects that were done before, And everyone knows what that process is. The projects that were done before, it wasn't so formal or structured or experienced player, so.
Oh, no, by all means, it's tighter than before. I just want to ensure, and I'm feel a little bit better now because these aren't firm deadlines, and it seems that it's still, whoever gets on board is really, they're the ones going to tell us this is what can be accomplished in this amount of time. Yeah. I just don't want to go back to that early bird issue.
In other words, if you guys award tonight, what we're going to start doing is we're going to start meeting as teams, you know? Your CMR, your architect, us, the principal, okay, three groups, what does it look like, what do we want to do, what's the plan? And in the best case scenarios, we'll break ground in July 1st, but that's most likely not going to be the case in all of them.
Awesome. Thank you.
Chair?
Steve, real quick, I have another question. What was
to approve the recommendation and enter the negotiations?
That would be the motion.
Chair?
Well,
does it need to be enter negotiations if they agree with the proposal?
Oh, no, if you agree with the proposal, sure.
Can they accept, I mean, they could award tonight, basically. You know, just throwing it out there.
If there's one of those, you like the smaller one, the problem with the smaller ones is if you agree with the proposal, we want the option to be able to add and subtract.
But you could say,
but that's a contract negotiations anyways.
Yeah.
Well, you could accept it contingent on adding, you could accept the fee contingent on adding the language, no?
Sure, that'd be fine.
Okay.
Sure. Well, Scott, how do these prices seem to you within the range of the collective 1 through 3 packages?
1 through 3 for Baines.
For Baines and...
Are those within the range?
If Oscar was running the projects, I'd like 2 and 3. I would like project 4 and... or project 1, looking at what they're charging. What threw me off initially was the contingency.
Right.
Because I like to use the word more of buyout. In other words, once we put the packages out, whatever savings that is your contingency.
Right.
It could be 1%, it could be 5%, it depends on the market. So that threw me off. So when I looked at it, you know, I was thinking, you know, on $7 million, it should combine be about a 10% fee, and that's what Baines was. They're like 10.5.
They're 10.5, so yeah. It's so he's just a little bit high, but not within the range.
Yeah, he's in the range because that's the market that I'm seeing right now.
Okay. Yes.
Right.
All right.
Well, he has one project that he's doing for Socorro, but he's about done with that. He's already in the GMAX stage.
Is that Baines?
That's Baines.
Baines.
Okay.
What?
Is there a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move that this time the district have our council and administration enter into negotiations with Baines Company for projects 1, 2, and 3, and to see whether the to negotiate the fee or the terms as the administration and council see fit for those projects.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to enter into or to allow administration and our legal counsel to enter into contract and hire for the district within projects 1 or phase projects 1, 2 package number 1.
Right.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes. And that will take us to the next item. I mean, not the next item, but the other package number 4. Do I have a motion for that?
Mr. Chair, I move that the district or that the board instruct the administration and council to enter into negotiations to approve the bid by buyers for the package 4 contingent on a addendum to the contract with buyers that the district may pull any project that has been bid on as part of that bid, or add other projects that were not initially contemplated to be in that bid package.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the contract with buyers with the contingency of adding or subtracting any projects to that contract. And working with the administration and the council as they see fit. Just real quick, I forgot to ask them. Let's take the vote and see if we're.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for all the work, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Can I want to use back?
Yeah, I'd like to keep everything going on so that I get out. So.
You got mine.
Yeah. I feel more comfortable.
Yes.
After last night, you know what I'm saying? I felt a little.
Oh, wait a minute, guys. One thing we forgot is CMS's
addition. No, that's what I was going to ask. Actually, legal counsel, thanks for the addition.
Since the language said add or subtract.
But that's not in four,
right? Yeah, it's four. CMS is in four.
There you go.
So it would be a change order?
You know what?
And we would bring the change order to you guys?
No.
No. Because that's
the final. I have another motion.
We're still not here. Yeah, we haven't been. Well, let's have discussion first because that's what. And my question. My question was just real quick before let's have discussion first because I want to go ahead.
Mr. Chair, I also think that the board should also move pass a motion to instruct the administration that in the negotiations with buyers for the contract on the bid package four, that we actually instruct the administration at this time to negotiate with them to include the
connector.
The addition to connect both wings at CMS so that that is included in the original bid package.
What is it?
Just for now, just that one item.
Would that be in addition to what's on the bid?
Right.
Yes, that would be addition.
That would be addition.
What would be the total of that project?
The project from the committee last night that was presented was approximately $550,000.
$64,000
or
something.
Right.
And no. The MNK fee was $64,000, which was big.
She
but she could brought it down to $56,000.
I mean, the MNK fee is coming to the board on the 23rd. The board has and I would prefer not to because we could add or subtract, and if we add it on right now.
This is the CNR.
Yes. What I'm saying is, let's say if the board does not want to do that project, what if they want it? I mean, they could do it like how we're doing it now, or what if we said, you know what, let's get a design build and see if we could get it cheaper.
But that's what the CMR, though. I think
we could do a design build.
I see a problem with that. Oscar, you want to address it?
Basically, aren't you committed to the architect? Mm-hmm. Really can't switch.
Well, we haven't committed to the architect.
No, we have.
Yes,
no,
we did last night. On a percentage basis.
Has not committed to.
Well, the committee recommended is recommending to the board to do that.
To do a percentage.
Yeah.
And not to use the formulas.
In other words, Oscar, what do you really think that that project
and controls in there? Because you're going to add one unit, maybe two, that you tie everything in. Move quickly to make sure it's integrated and it's.
That's the problem I have with it. If we don't do it and we don't address it with this architect and the CMR, then it's going to cost us more
Well, yeah, because it's a standalone project.
It'll be a standalone project, and we're going to end up paying more. Not just more architect fees, more CMR fees, or more.
Or you bring in another superintendent to come just to supervise the 3,300 addition.
You're going to bring in 3,307
yeah.
square foot addition.
You're going to have a delay because.
No, well, I mean, this is. It could already be added, right, with the language that's on there, mm-hmm. is add or plus. I mean, add or subtract. My biggest thing was, and that's why we asked for that language, because there's, I mean, that thing's already designed.
My suggestion is that we do it, because if we're able to do it now and put it in the original,
it could be
put in the original bid to MNK, mm-hmm. then it'll come out even cheaper than the 56.
If that includes it in your package, in the first or your second motion, you don't have to.
No.
Right?
Second motion was to approve buyers in the ability to add or subtract from the overall scope of work that you're awarded to if you agree on the fee. We could certainly, if the board desires to include that one in there, add it in there.
Yeah, sure. We would add
it. Right. It follows under the sentence that motion sure. that was made.
Yeah, exactly.
So wouldn't you want to go to the architect?
Construction of.
Huh? I thought we would go to the architect on that one.
Yeah, but that architect's not on tonight.
Yeah, but your second motion addresses that.
No, but in other words.
Add another motion.
Yeah, but in other words, we want them to right now instruct them to take a look at that along with the architect so they can bring us something next Tuesday.
Well, we could instruct them to have a motion because the board hasn't voted to actually do the design of it. So do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, they have sufficient information for buyers to generate a fee.
Let me change my motion.
They already have a fee.
Yeah.
The fees are already there.
So what do you want
to wait? No, but they have to accept. They haven't accepted that right. addition.
I'm sure they will.
I understand that, but we need to instruct them to get clearance from them so they can bring us to the board on the 23rd, and then we can act on both that and MNK's proposal.
Okay.
We could instruct, and we'll get it. In other words, we haven't made the decision to actually do that.
No. I just want.
In other words, tonight you'll accept the fee for buyers for everything in package 4, and then on the 23rd you could accept their fee for the addition.
Yes.
And approve M&K.
And approve M&K.
Yes.
Right. So on the 23rd you would approve the architect and the contractor fee the same night.
Yes. So basically, my motion then would be to instruct the administration to get a proposal from buyers for adding the.
That's the motion.
Yeah, for
that's
adding
the
for adding the construction of joining the two wings at CMS, and then a joint proposal to include MNK's work on that particular design to see if it can fit into the original bid package.
She's not done yet, even though she's at 95%. She's not done yet. She can still put
that. Of course.
I don't. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay with that?
95%. I mean, she can still.
What she said last night is that she's finished with the original scope
right.
that was given her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she wants more money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And that the connector was an additional start.
I guess we could have that discussion on the next meeting. That's why I didn't want. But there's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
What's the motion?
The motion is to instruct administration and council to get a proposal from buyers to add in the construction project of joining the two wings at CMS.
Okay. A second. I have a motion and a second. Is there no discussion? Hearing none, can we pull the board?
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
It's a motion.
To get a proposal from that.
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes. All right.
Oh, I'm
Thank you, Jennifer, Oscar, thank you.
Thank you. so much, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Appreciate the hard work on those.
Thank
and
you.
The paper there.
Thank you.
You got it?
I have to leave.
I did not start
all your big work.
Yeah, I gotta go run in there real quick.
They're going back to executive session.
Need to announce.
Come on, need to announce it.
Tony, can you pull us into executive session?
The time is now 8:05 p.m. and the meeting is closed under Texas Government Code 551074. Take care. Have a great day.
Yes.
Do I keep it?
Yeah.
Well, she's given that to you before. If you want to keep it.
Yes, sir.
We'll see you all tomorrow.
Don't forget to be there on time.
You got it.
Okay.
I'll be there on time. I'll be there before you guys. Have you on the last? Sunland Park area?
No.
Oh, yeah.